While the words ricocheted in the Grand Dome, Hashim kept his head low and said a silent prayer, asking for mercy like he had done thousands of times since realizing he was gay.
My name is Henrik Vilenius, and I'm the author of the Rise Up trilogy, a young adult coming-of-age story about Hashim, Alex, and Marian confronting real-life issues like climate change, corrupt politics, animal cruelty, and racial and gender equity. This weekly serialized audiobook podcast is narrated by Scott Summers.
10. Alex leaned closer and saw through the peephole Lenny standing in the staircase with a guy in a button-up vintage shirt and some serious facial hair. This must be the cousin Lenny had been blabbering about, a hickster straight from Alabama. Planting his legs wide, he yanked the door open and said, "What?" Holding a camcorder in his hand, Lenny swallowed.
We got a few six-packs and something special for Hashim.
But first, who are you? Alex demanded. Lenny ran his hand through his hair and mumbled some unintelligible words. Alex flashed a grin.
I'm just playing with you. Come on in.
A stale smell of cigarettes mixed with heavy body odor made Alex want to pinch his nose as Lenny's cousin extended a hand and said,
"Friends call me Howie. Pleased to meet you. It's mighty nice to be invited."
Alex watched how Lenny zeroed in on the butt of Inga, a fling of Lenny's that had ended almost before it started. With that ample bosom and tiny waist, she was way out of his league. Inga swept her long dark hair to the side and flipped him a finger.
"Cut it out, you creep."
Oblivious to reality, Lenny smirked.
"You and your girlfriend, why don't you come over sometime?"
"For what? To share your misery?"
Inga said and walked off.
"Love is hitting the air,"
Alex said and chuckled as he led his guest down the corridor. Nothing seemed to unhinge that guy. He couldn't help but to admire Lenny's tenacity. Nico was holding court in the living room as they entered.
"So this chav came up to me and said, 'Got any fags, mate?' I just told him I don't do fags. That shit bloody kills you. And he starts calling me a sodding poofter, that cunt."
Leaning closer to Lenny, Howie whispered,
"Y'all understand what he's yapping about?"
"You need to learn to speak American,"
Alex said to Nico, deadpan. As Nico gave him the bird, Alex cracked up and turned his attention to Hashim, who stepped in from the kitchen.
"Hasha, come over here. There's something special for you."
"The color was my idea,"
Lenny said as Howie handed Hashim a small parcel in pink gift wrap. After Hashim ripped the paper off, Alex jerked his head back as he saw the words "Trojan Magnum" printed on the little black box. In a split second, Hashim's face went totally blank. Alex knew his friend was blushing big time, although his olive complexion hid it well.
"Hope the size is right,"
Lenny said to a suddenly quiet room. Alex took a step forward and slapped Lenny on the back.
"And how did you come by this information?"
Then he burst out laughing.
"What's so funny about that?"
Lenny asked, furrowing his brow.
"That's what everybody does. Don't tell me you don't check out other guys in the locker room."
Shaking his head, Alex said,
"Man, you know no shame."
Alex crushed the beer can and tossed it into the general trash. On second thought, he picked it up before anybody could see and put it into a bag Miriam had placed in the corner only for that purpose. He smirked as he thought about how Miriam's hard work was finally paying off. Anyway, she didn't usually give up until she had gotten her way, and that was all right, because it usually made sense. Alex just didn't want to make her life too easy. Leaning back on the kitchen counter, Alex watched his friends in the living room talking, joking, dissing, laughing. This was the very first time he had ever invited friends over. When his father had still been drinking, he had not wanted to expose his friends to his sordid home life. Not that Dad would make a scene or go raving mad, no. His father had been a quiet, introverted drunk, but he wasn't sure his other friends could have handled it like Ashim had. He didn't want people to feel sorry for him. That was the worst thing ever. His hands gripping the edge of the counter, Alex lowered his head and took a deep breath. A wave of sadness washed over him. He felt an almost unbearable yearning, as if Ashim were already gone. He wished he could move to New York too, but that was impossible. He sniffed as his vision became blurry. Massaging his chest, he raised his head and drew steady breaths. The bass beat in the living room was permeating the thin walls. He anchored himself on the bass beat, straightened his back, and wiped a running teardrop from his cheek. Then he spotted Ashim in the hallway talking to Nico. Before he realized it, his legs were carrying him toward his friend as if they had a mind of their own. Somewhere, somebody was calling him, but he didn't care. He simply needed to be near Ashim right now.
"Soon you're going to look like bloody Schwarzenegger,"
Alex heard Nico saying as he got closer.
"Hope you're not getting juiced."
Alex was too far away from them to hear the answer, but judging by the expectant look on Nico's face, Ashim was ducking the question as usual. He had asked the same thing once or twice too, but he didn't want to push it, the same way Ashim didn't push him if he wasn't ready to talk about something that was bothering him. The most important thing was that he felt safe with Ashim and liked not being judged for whatever shortcomings he harbored inside. It was something very unique, something he had never had with anybody else. Not even with his mother. That didn't apply to Nico, who didn't take no for an answer.
"So are you or are you not?"
asked Nico. Right next to them, a lanky boy in an oversized jersey lit up a joint and offered it to Ashim. Snorting loudly, Nico said,
"Hey, piss off! We don't do that shit."
The lanky boy made a face and tiptoed away. Ashim was rubbing the back of his neck, a sure sign his friend needed rescuing. Alex walked up and slung his hand over Hashim's shoulder. As he led Ashim to the living room, he could feel his friend's tense shoulders relaxing under his touch.
"Lenny, get your fat ass over here."
Popping his head up from a group of guys, Lenny grinned. He snapped the joint out of the Jersey boy's lips, took a hit, and aimed his cam at Alex.
"All right, everybody, I want to make a speech. Here's my best buddy, Hasha, 18 as of today. And in just 10 days, he's going to be leaving this shithole, I mean, our lovely town, moving to New York City. That's huge, man. I love this guy, and I'm going to miss him. I'm going to miss him a lot, and..."
Alex couldn't finish the sentence as his voice cracked. Still holding his head high, he didn't try to hide his feelings. Handing the cam to Howie, Lenny stumbled over to Ashim, who was biting his lip with a bowed head.
"Me too. I'm gonna miss him too,"
Lenny said and hugged him from behind. The boy in the jersey guffawed.
"That's so gay."
As people burst out laughing, Lenny took a step back and grabbed hold of Hashim's waist.
"What a yummy bubble butt. Ooh, I wish I had one too,"
Lenny said with foggy eyes. As Lenny inched closer, dry-humping him, Hashim's nostril flared in sync with his rapid breaths.
"You really gotta watch out there in New York, all those hot daddies."
Hashim snatched Lenny's arm and propelled him like a rag doll toward Howie, and the cam slipped to the floor. Alex's mouth fell open. It wasn't the first time Lenny had made a joke like that, but it sure was the first time that Ashim had clearly asserted his boundaries. Just one look at his friend's flushed face told him what he needed to do next.
"Okay, folks, the party is over,"
Alex said and clapped his hands. After putting the leftover hummus in the fridge, Alex glanced at Ashim, who was scrubbing a casserole dish.
"Hey, buddy,"
he said, but Ashim didn't look up, only continued rubbing the same spot as he had done already for several minutes. "Don't let that asshole ruin your birthday." When there was still no reaction from Ashim, Alex reached out to pat his friend on the back.
"You really showed him. I'm so proud of you.
and I'm sure he won't ever pull that shit again. Hashim gave a curt nod, put the casserole dish on the drying rack, and fixed his sights on Alex.
It's not just that. I need to tell you something.
Soon. But first, I've got a surprise for you. Alex took hold of his shoulder, trying to steer him toward the door, but Hashim didn't budge. Grinning, thinking it was a game, Alex grabbed him by his hand. As always, Hashim's resolve melted with his touch, and he let Alex lead the way. As they were leaving the apartment, Alex told Miriam they would come back and finish the kitchen later. Striding up the staircase two steps at a time, Alex ignored the questioning look on Hashim's face. As they reached the highest floor, he kicked open the rooftop door. The sun hung like a ball of fire just above the horizon. Letting go of Hashim's hand, Alex sauntered to the edge of the roof. He wished he could share the sensation he had right at that moment of having the world at his feet. The sky was wide, and everything was possible. Maybe this experience would help his friend to put things into perspective, not to worry so much. Alex turned around when he heard, "Please don't go so near." Hashim just stood there by the doorway, blinking rapidly. Again, he felt a rush of affection. Most of the other guys he knew, himself included, resorted to arrogance to hide soft spots, but Hashim never faked anything. Alex returned to where Hashim was standing and whispered, "We're doing this together." Alex grabbed him by the waist, but after a few feet, Hashim stopped.
"Let's go slow now,"
Alex said and pushed on, synchronizing his steps with Hashim.
"Don't worry. I'll catch you if you fall,"
he continued in a low voice as they got closer to the edge. They reached the metal railing. A lone drop of sweat glided down Hashim's neck and disappeared underneath his shirt collar.
"Come on, spread it all out," Alex said.
And inch by inch, Hashim stretched out his hands as Alex held him from behind. Hashim leaned back and stuck out his chest, their heads almost touching. Then Alex let go of him, but stayed put. Alex could almost hear the blood rushing through Hashim's veins. His face stayed serene, despite an 8-floor drop right beneath his chin. Once the sun descended further into the horizon beyond the western suburbs, Hashim let his eyelids drop halfway, and they simply stood there, two best friends at the edge of the world, watching as the day turned into night. Alex opened the top of the flat tin cigar case and stared at the fat joint lying inside. He was determined to get Hashim high for the first time. A looming disaster called for extreme measures. He had been texting with the blonde girl they had met at the grocery store, and she was coming over soon with the Princess Jasmine lookalike. In order for his matchmaking plan to work, he needed his friend to be in a maximum state of relaxation. Looking up, Alex tapped the ground and called out to Hashim, who was still standing on the same spot, marveling at the stars alight in the nocturnal sky. Bending his knees, Hashim slid down to sit next to him. Like a man on a mission, Alex lit up the joint, took a few puffs, and placed it between Hashim's lips. Without further ado, Hashim inhaled, but he soon coughed out the smoke. A prodding nod from Alex, and Hashim took another hit. This one went more smoothly. After passing the joint back and forth for some time, Alex said,
"Open your mouth."
Taking a hit, he leaned forward and waited for Hashim to comply. But Hashim simply sat there, his head tilted, biting his lip.
"Oh man, you're one wasted puppy," Alex said and cracked up, reaching out to pinch Hashim's cheek, turning blinking into gawking.
After a quick drag, Alex blew the smoke into his friend's now half-open mouth. Hashim sucked the fumes in and kept them inside for quite a while, until letting the smoke drift out through his nose. Alex had to smile. Hashim had turned out to be a natural in the art of smoking pot. Looking at his friend's serene face,
he was able to conclude that his short-term goal had been achieved.
And one for the road.
Alex took the last long drag from the joint. Seeing Hashim's slightly open mouth, he moved his lips to barely an inch from Hashim's. As he exhaled the smoke, he closed his eyes too, letting all his worries go out in the same breath. To catch all the smoke, Hashim leaned closer, and in slow motion, their lips met. Instincts kicked in, and the kissing began. High as a kite, Alex simply went with the flow. At some point, Hashim's tongue slipped between Alex's lips, gently probing, gliding, penetrating deeper. When Alex finally realized what was happening, his eyes shot wide open and he jerked his head back, the sound of his heartbeat thrashing in his ears. Alex tried to rub the saliva off his face, more imagined than real, as Hashim still seemed to bathe in the afterglow of their sensual encounter. Only when Alex jumped up did Hashim open his eyes. The serene smile on Hashim's face died and turned into a grimace. He bowed his head as uncontrolled tremors spread through his body. As Alex bolted to the door, Hashim cried out. Alex banged the door shut after him and flew down the stairs, two at a time. His brain was a total blur from the weed and the shock. He couldn't make any sense of what had happened. The only thing he did feel was that something had broken inside, and out had come something that went totally over his head. Kicking the front door open, Alex stole out of the building. Blood pounded in his ears, and his vision was getting cloudy. He spotted a trash can near the parking lot. Tears ran down his cheeks as he tried to rip it off. But again and again, the lonely bin defied all his efforts. It was screwed on too tight. He launched an all-out attack, hitting it with his fist, but howled when his knuckles smashed the hard surface. Throwing his arms up in the air, Alex screamed in anguish and ran off.
Thank you for listening to the Rise Up Trilogy podcast. For more information, go to my website, henrikvillenius.com.